From the protectors of the internet, the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, it's the PKO Podcast.
Welcome to the PKO Podcast. My name is Kagan, and Ryan and I will be discussing individuals who stream and what to do with trending games. Ryan, how are you doing today, and are you feeling ready for our monthly joke here?
Well, Kagan, I'm eagerly anticipating a monthly joke, and yeah, we're doing good. We've got a great topic, I think, today, but let's get to the joke first.
Absolutely. I'm always excited for this. So what do you call an excavated pyramid?
What do you call an excavated pyramid? I'm not even going to try and guess on this one. Sometimes I think it out, but no idea.
It's unencrypted.
Unencrypted.
I was leaning more to the techie side for this one today.
It was down that path, but it's a good one. I'll give you that.
All right. I appreciate it. All right. So today's big topic is Pal World. It's kind of the new gaming sensation, and there are maybe some broader concerns it brings up when considering online gaming safety for kids. But first, you know, let's talk about how kids discover these games. It's often through things like YouTube, Twitch streamers, and other social media platforms where influencers are playing and promoting them.
Yeah, so that's one of the key points, I think, Kagan. And, you know, having kids of my own and talking to them about this, one of the things that they certainly come to admire or follow are some of these internet personalities. And they often want to play some of the same games that maybe they see some of these internet personalities playing. So whether it's on YouTube or some other online platform, it's oftentimes these online personalities that have really gained a reputation and introduced some of the new gaming features that we see our kids segueing towards as far as games and things they want to be doing online. But as I said, kind of look into this a little bit here, Kagan, is I'm not myself overly familiar with Pal World. So tell us a little bit what Pal World is all about.
Sure, absolutely. So Pal World is a game that has been kind of growing with fervor. It only came out about 10 days prior to us recording this podcast here. It's available through Windows, like your PC, computer, and Xbox Online, and kind of acts as this open-world survival crafting game. Almost imagine if you take things like pieces out of Fortnite and Minecraft and Pokemon and mesh them all into one. While playing, one can kind of spend your time capturing the pals, right, akin to Pokemon, building, farming, working in your base, and amidst all of this, one can even use those pals that you captured to do those for you. Currently, the game is rated T for teen here in North America, but it does have some darker undertones to it with some of use of, you know, you can build guns and use that to battle against these pals and other players. There's kind of depictions of violence, though it doesn't necessarily segue or push all the way to the depictions of blood or gore.
Yeah, so the game itself, I think, sounds interesting. Definitely some concerns there with some of those things you point out there, just about age appropriateness maybe. So, and even outside, you know, the topics that we talk about here sometimes as far as online safety and sexual exploitation, some of those things that we do have that you mentioned, such as, you know, the building of weapons or the depictions of violence that come with the game, are certainly something that may be more appropriate for a teenage or older age audience, but maybe not so appropriate for a younger audience. Based off of some of the things you see and also some of the unknowns that are maybe there just because the game is so new that some of the features that maybe could provide risk to our children we're not 100% aware of yet just because of the fact that, like you said, the game is only 10 days or so old right now.
Mm-hmm. And with those 10 days, it's already sold nearly 8 million copies. All these influencers are playing it, so it's really hard when your kid sees this big thing going on and is interested in it. And so it's kind of important for our parents and educators to understand this influence and navigate these requests for playing this newer game carefully. You know, not every game is suitable, like you were talking about, for every age group. We often kind of recommend utilizing platforms such as ESRB and Common Sense Media to identify types of content and age appropriateness of these games.
Yeah, so one of the hard things is sometimes, you know, these games can just kind of be a flash in the pan and organizations are behind updating the information or surrounding them. So when it comes to your child and the games that they're playing online, it's very important, as with anything else that our children are doing online, to take the time to research them and look at what the game offers and some of the features that are being put out there and some of the exposures that your child may have related to that game. And that's kind of an individual choice for every setting. So while something may be appropriate for a child of one age, maybe a parent feels it's not appropriate for their child, just because we know certainly that our kids mature and age a little bit differently and are able to handle sometimes different types of platforms that maybe similar age children can't. So it's important, regardless of what we're hearing as a parent, to do our own research to make sure it's something that we feel is suitable and appropriate for our child.
Yeah, and I totally agree when you say, you know, with these really big kind of bustling games that are growing at the speed they are, you know, we recommend ESRB and Common Sense Media. I was actually looking it up this morning, and both of the platforms haven't quite identified really a whole lot of information just due to that newness. So it kind of posts up, well, what are our ways to identify, you know, some of the safety settings or how to kind of navigate these? And one of the things that we always recommend is kind of having conversations about why they're interested in the game and if it is something that is purchased, kind of going through it together and finding out maybe is it because they really enjoy the concept of this game or simply because maybe their favorite streamer at the time is playing it. You know, pushing to find out if their friends have been playing it, or one of the things we often wonder is, right, when we go see our kiddos going to friends' houses, have they maybe played it there yet without maybe admitting to it yet?
Yeah, so I think it's just about making our, you know, informed choices and, emphasizing to our children that it's about making informed choices and not always about following what's a popular trend right now, but finding out why exactly, like you said, they want to play the game. Is this a game that interests them, or are they simply following some type of trend because they saw somebody in an online setting playing the game? Maybe they have friends that play the game or whatever the situation for them is. But not only finding out the content of the game, but truly what's behind your child's motivations to want to be playing that game as well is another way to really, you know, work to keep them safe on it.
Yeah, and moving on, Palworld, just like so many games now that are online, allowed the ability to play with others, right? Including strangers. And it does open up concerns about safety.
Yeah, so this is kind of back to some of those same safety talks that we seem to talk about month after month here with our children. So it's certainly crucial with those other games, but also with Palworld, to discuss internet safety with our kids and teach them to be cautious about who they're trusting on the internet, who they're corresponding with online, not only in a gaming setting, but in any setting online. So this is, you know, something, again, that we've highlighted before, but I think it's important, as it always has been, with Palworld 2, just to kind of mention that in addition to some of these features such as guns or violence, that it may have some of the other safety implications as far as interactions that we talk about so often.
Mm-hmm. And we don't really want to diminish that there are online friendships that are made. And for those relationships, we really recommend frequent check-ins. Ask about maybe how their game playing together has been going, if they have learned anything interesting about their friend or talked about anything that stood out to them. And that could be good or bad. And, you know, oftentimes you might ask your kiddo this and they are going to get upset or frustrated. You're saying you're asking too many questions, but these do have a lot of value. And as always, we really make sure that parents should recommend and encourage kids to play with their real life friends too. And just as always, being mindful of the information they share. Palworld itself doesn't have currently a chat feature on it, but that doesn't mean maybe they're using another way to interact and talk online while also playing the game.
Yeah, so I think it's just important to have a safety plan set up and to express that to a child that, well, you can't currently chat on the game itself here. You may be chatting or talking on other platforms while playing the game. So just having that safety plan in place is very important, making sure that children know that if there is something that makes them uncomfortable while playing this or any other game, that it is okay to stop that communication or to stop the game altogether, and also to pass that information on to an adult.
Mm-hmm. Establishing these gaming rules, such as maybe playing in the common area, limiting play time, can really just help monitor these online interactions in case there is something that makes them feel uncomfortable and they're having a hard time, you know, taking a moment just to share that.
Yeah, and just don't forget about the parental controls also that come with these games here. So Palworld or all of the other games that we see children playing nowadays generally have parental controls, safety settings that can be put in place by a parent to protect their kids when they're online. Those can sometimes be daunting to us, I think, because we change games so often and our kids are on so many platforms nowadays that as adults or caretakers, we kind of tend to go, well, how do I keep up with all this? How do I keep on top of all these safety settings? And if I'm unfamiliar with the game myself, maybe that's intimidating to the point that I don't even want to get on there to try and change those settings. But taking a couple seconds just to go to a website like Google or taking some time to go to YouTube and just researching safety features on a particular game or parental controls for a particular game can provide a ton of information for us on how to use those parental controls and how to set them up appropriately to keep our own child safe.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that. And kind of knowing how to access those and manage those settings is crucial, like you're saying. And for example, in Palworld, you can actually limit who joins an online server you create with a password to allow maybe your child's games to just be their friends. And like we said, ESRB, Common Sense Media, those we always recommend, are currently working on those. commentary lines and kind of stepway paths. But as Ryan shared on YouTube, there's a lot of content creators out there who, while they may talk a little more of a grandiose way, will actually show a step-by-step way to set up those servers in a safe manner.
Yeah, and teaching kids some of the other features that most of these platforms allow, such as reporting abusive conduct. So if somebody is doing something, whether it's in a sexual manner, a bullying manner, or something else that makes them feel uncomfortable, most of these games have the ability to report an individual that is acting inappropriately. So teaching them how to use the report feature, or also the block features. So I have a feature that if I'm made uncomfortable by somebody, regardless of what the situation is, I can actually go ahead and just block that person so they can no longer have contact with me and be involved in a game setting that I'm in. So making sure, well, we're educated as adults on how to keep our kids safe, making sure they're aware of some of the steps such as reporting or blocking individuals that can also keep them safe is just as important.
Certainly. And as we ramp up, you know, while games like Pal World offer such an exciting world for kids, they do require those, you know, careful bits of navigation and that open dialogue about online safety, as we've been talking about here.
Yeah, so it's just about, again, creating balance, I think, and really an informed approach to online gaming or any online platform, making sure we as parents or caretakers have all of the knowledge we can, sharing that knowledge and making sure that our children also have that knowledge, while at the same time, you know, encouraging them, I think, to make informed decisions that's about them and not necessarily always following the influences of friends or other streamers that they're seeing, but make, you know, important, safe choices for themselves will take it the long ways.
Yeah, well, Ryan, as always, I appreciate your time and insight on this.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it was good to be here today. It's a good topic, I think, and these are obviously, you know, ever-evolving things here in Pal World. We're covering a topic that's literally been out there and available for 10 days, so, you know, we understand these things change quickly, and it's important to bring information, and we'll continue to try to do that on the new platforms available, so we can work to keep our kids safe.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Ryan. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Feel free to reach out if there are any topics you would like us to cover, and as always, stay safe.